Pope Francis died Monday, the Vatican has confirmed. He was 88. The Pope made his final public appearance on Easter Sunday, appearing outside at the Vatican to offer the Urbi et Orbi blessing, although an aide read his address to the crowd. Later Monday, the Vatican reported that Francis died in his apartments of cerebral stroke, coma and irreversible cardiocirculatory collapse. Born Jorge Mario Bergoglio on December 17, 1936 in Buenos Aires, Argentina, he was named Pope on March 13, 2013 after Pope Benedict XVI resigned due to his health. Francis was the first Jesuit Pope, the first from the Americas and the first born or raised outside Europe since the Syrian Pope Gregory III in the 8th century. Francis was the global leader of Canada's most popular organized religion. Nearly 11 million Canadians identified as Catholic in the 2021 census, second only to those without a religious affiliation. His most lasting impact in Canada is likely to be his response to one of the Truth and Reconciliation Commission's calls to action, that he apologize for the legacy of residential schools on Canadian soil. He did so on a tour of Canada in 2022, months after meeting with a delegation of Indigenous Canadians who went to Rome. The Pope's death was announced Monday morning by Cardinal Kevin Farrell, Camerlengo of the Holy Roman Church. "Dearest brothers and sisters, with deep sorrow I must announce the death of our Holy Father Francis. At 7:35 this morning, the Bishop of Rome, Francis, returned to the house of the Father. His entire life was dedicated to the service of the Lord and of His Church. He taught us to live the values of the Gospel with fidelity, courage, and universal love, especially in favor of the poorest and most marginalized. With immense gratitude for his example as a true disciple of the Lord Jesus, we commend the soul of Pope Francis to the infinite merciful love of the one and triune God." The Vatican later announced that the Pope's body will be taken to St. Peter's Basilica, where the faithful can pray, on Wednesday morning. The Pope, who suffered respiratory issues for decades, was admitted to the hospital in February to be treated for bronchitis. He was later diagnosed with pneumonia and spent 38 days in hospital. Watch for local reaction as this story is updated today. With files from the Canadian Press, the Associated Press is offering a live video stream from the Vatican.